Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I have two guests actually with me out here at Surfaces, the two Flooring America stores that were in the news that were down in Texas that recently merged. I've got with me Scott Steele and Kelby Frederick. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic.
Doing great. Doing good.
All right, so you guys have been Flooring America. You're actually second generation. Your parents got into Flooring America a long time ago, both of you. I guess you met each other over the years going to Flooring America meetings. Scott, you've got three stores in Houston, okay? And Kelby, you've got one in Dallas right now. You're getting ready to open a second one, and then you've got one in Texarkana. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, the store in Texarkana was actually a partnership that Scott and I put together last year. It was somewhat of a side venture at the time. Our core companies were still separate businesses, but we decided to work together on an initiative. So we actually put a store together over in Texarkana, which is about 3 hours east of Dallas. And that was kind of the catalyst for bringing our main companies together.
Now, are all these stores Flooring America stores?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, what brought about this idea of coming together like this?
Yeah, basically, we've known each other for a lot of years. We've done a lot of things together, all the way from buying and some other things already. When we started talking about Texarkana, just seeing what our operations could do versus Kelby's operations and what parts each of us could handle, we just decided Texarkana to give that a go. And you know, we handled the financial side and purchasing and a lot of it all through our store. Kelby handled the sales side and the warehousing and other things from that side of the business, and it worked great.
Okay. When I first heard about this, I thought it made a lot of sense because I thought they were all in the same marketplace. Because, you know, when you have more stores in one market, you're able to buy advertising that affects all the stores and bring traffic to all the stores. And so really the catalyst is you see it as being a growth opportunity. What makes you think that this will bring growth to you?
Well, the main reason we came together because not only we've known each other for a long time and we have very similar businesses and our value systems and our cores are very similar, but the strengths and the things I love about this business are really on the sales and marketing side of the business, and the weakness that I would have is on the financial side of the business. It's not something I enjoy working on, and Scott actually has an accounting degree and keeps his CPA's license, and his passion for this business is on the financial side of the business, so we really complement each other, and so that it makes it very easy so that I can take the things I like to do, my passion and my gifts, and focus on the things I like to do, and Scott gets to put it on his. At the end of the day, one company together is much stronger.
I hear you. Okay, so from a sales and marketing perspective, when you have these stores in different marketplaces, how will you synergize those efforts? Just you talking about in the training of your floor salespeople and developing of the advertising and those kind of things?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that is making this possible is technology. And, you know, in today's world, you know, Dallas and Houston are not that far apart. And we realize we can actually effectively manage people using technology as opposed to having you know, managers, sales managers in every single location. So a lot of what we'll be able to do is training via webinars, you know, conference calls, and those types of things. So what it allows us to do is in our region, we're also working with the same manufacturers, the same distributors, and the same management team. So we're able to leverage our entire buying power to put together a program, and we can execute it over all six stores.
And I think buying power is a big part of it, too. So, I mean, while you do have programs of Flooring America, you'll be able to do special buys, roll buys, and that kind of thing, and it'll benefit all the stores, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It just really allows us to enhance. We're kind of a group within a group. I mean, Flooring America brings us great tools, and it just makes it easier for us to actually manage in both markets.
Well, this is very interesting. You know, there's been some research recently done, and I think it was with one of the CCA groups where they talked about the membership and the way members are. They're either kind of an older group, and they're really just trying to hang on to their business, and then you've got the second-generation guys like you are, and you really, I mean, you want to take it to the next level. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, both of us, I mean, as Kelby said, we have the same values, same vision and other things like that, and our goal is to grow the business, and even in this economy, we've been able to. Both markets have done well for us over this past year. We held strong, and this gives us an opportunity to just enhance that. And we, you know, purchasing and other things like that. Those are tasks that can be done at any location. It doesn't, you know, there's a lot of tasks that can be done at one location or the other. So, you know, why duplicate it and do it at both and things like that? We were able to bring all that together, and at the same time, we're able to grow and not have to add staff and other things like that.
Well, you just hit on a question I was going to ask you, and that is, you know, how the stores have weathered through this recession, and are you seeing any uptick in business as you start looking at 2010?
Yeah, we're very, very confident in 2010. I mean, our traffic counts have been good and everything. Of course, going through a merger has brought some questions for employees and stuff, and we've been very open with them and working through all that with them. But there's some hesitation there in the change. Every time change comes about, it slows employees down a little bit. So, but overall, we've done great. January is a good month for us. We were up a little bit over last year, not a lot, but a little bit. But our traffic was actually up quite a bit more even. So,
is there anything that you guys are going to be doing differently as a result of pulling it together, you know, that you can share with us?
I think the one word that comes to my mind is focus. And what we're able to do is take our current staff, which we had great talent, great staff, and great leaders in both markets. And now instead of like me having to have a right-hand guy in Dallas handling, you know, across operations, sales, and different areas, now he can just actually focus on one area. So this was not a merger where we came together and cut half our staff. That was not the goal. The goal is to bring it in and have people be focused on a task or just a few tasks. So maybe before they were doing five or six things, now they're doing one or two, and they're actually able to be better at that. So we're able to stay really focused and respond to competitive situations and to the economy a lot quicker with people being focused.
Okay, we'll have to keep in touch with you guys and see how this goes as you kind of step into it and everything. So you're at the Surfaces Show right now. I know Flooring America basically has its own show. Do you come to Surfaces on a regular basis, and what value does that bring on top of what you already get to see with the Flooring America show?
Well, it's great to come here. One of the reasons Scott and I both have come to the show, we actually both serve on the board of directors of the WFCA. So we're here in a function of that. Scott's actually in the chairman of the board this year. So we're here to support it from that standpoint. But, you know, it's nice to come here. We do get to see some of the management people from the vendors that aren't able to make it to our show, especially because it kind of contradicts with the some of the regional markets. So we get to see a lot of the upper-level management people we don't get to normally see. And then we get to see some of the, you know, products and vendors that aren't a part of our core program. So we get to make sure we know what's going on in the industry outside of our own world.
Will you be buying anything at the show, do you think?
No, we're not buying things here. We're looking at some of the things, you know, to maybe bring in at a later time. But we do most of our purchasing at our conventions.
All right, so just developing relationships here. Okay, guys, I do appreciate you coming and spending time with me. I do want to cover the story. I think it's very interesting, and good luck as a merged group. Now, what's the name of the company together?
My Flooring America is the DBA we run under. My Flooring Texas is actually our LLC. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, great. I've been talking to Scott Steele and with Kelby Frederick, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.